Kia ora, we're back again here at the National Weavers Hui, being held in Ahipara, and this time we came across not a stranger, but one of our common people throughout the far north, especially from Te Patu. Tēnā koe, Te Patu. Kia ora, Lisa.
Kia ora, ngā mihi ki a kaitai.
Oh, me koe hoki. Anyway, we're here today, and you've been around, had a look, what do you think?
Dion, brilliant. Look, I just want to, you know, mihi to Auntie Pare and her committee for bringing all of this talent together. I've been, the intricacy, the, you know, the thinness of the weaving and the tāneko and, welcome. Come down. Have a look. It's just brilliant, Dion.
It's
brilliant.
Beautiful work. And they're working with different materials too, not just the one.
I just seen them stripping all the mocha up there and then doing a, don't know what it is, but it's beautiful, like a cloak or some sort of garment that they're weaving all with mocha. Not just with the flax, the mocha that they've stripped and fitted and all the rest of it. Beautiful stuff. The colours of the flax that they're using, Dion, the dyeing that they're doing, the different designs and patterns and bits of art. It's art. It's artwork. Did you see the two, the bodices down there?
I think they call that toi Māori.
Aye. I think they do too, and it's absolutely brilliant. There's so much talent within this tent.
And good to see a lot of followers, and also I must admit there's quite a few men amongst them too.
I see the young chap over here by the tukutuku. He's doing tāneko. He's making a hat out of tāneko, and the work, the artistry of it all, the toi Māori. Tino rawe, Dion.
Now, would you reckon now we're in 2015, that slowly it will be fading out, do you think?
Oh, look, not if any today's anything to go by. How can, and what the other thing is, Dion, is not just he tangata Māori. I see some Japanese Asians over there, and he's got about 12 corners on his porte. You know, ngā tangata Pākehā. E tini ngā tangata Pākehā, me te noho, e te rāranga, he tino rawe tēnei, rawe.
Ka pai. Well, it's been a great weekend so far, and today is open to the public, as you can see.
Yes.
A lot of different materials, and I guess a lot of work gone into just preparing this whole thing.
Look, like I say to Auntie Pare, John Paitai, Whaia Aima Gerbic, everyone, you know, and I've only mentioned three of maybe 20 in the committee that's been putting, well done, ngā mihi kia rātou, mō tēnei huihuinga, e rawe pai. We're just going to go down to the marae, down to Roma, and have a look at the healing hands, and maybe get a few placements on the old bod, and have a look at the rongoa, and you know what they've, and apparently there's a brilliant exhibition down there, so we're going to go down there and just be wowed again about the artistry, the, you know, the mahi of our whānau.
All right, well, I won't hold you up in case you get a parking ticket out there. The mayor might come out.
The mayor. There's a few mayors here.
Enjoy your day, Lisa. Thanks, enjoy your day. Sure. There you go, everybody. That's Lisa McNabb, see, talking about the wonderful artwork and especially the weaving taking place here in Ahipara. You know, not many things happen in Ahipara, but this sort of thing happens and nearly the whole whānau is out. Out and about, and I think half the time just to have a ihu, you know.
Hutia te rito te hara keke, kei whea te ko mako e ko. Ki mai ki aho, he aha te mea nui, he aha te mea nui o te ao, maku e ki atu. He tangata, hey.
Hi, kura tātou. Now we're going to be talking with Uncle Hector. His real name is Heke Nikumai Busby. And, you know, he's He's one of our biggest men around here because he's got a seat. We don't have a seat, we've got to stand up. But kia ora, Uncle Hector.
Kia ora.
What do you think of the whole event at the moment?
Oh, no. E haria nā, kia tā mai tētahi hui pene ki Wanganui a mātou. We've been fairly well known our queers mō tēnei mahi mō te raranga ne. And nā te komata mā te rārātou, but e mahara tūna rua tau ngā kuia e mahi e raranga ne ia e nei marana ki a rātou ia. That ko Flory Burger te tahi tōna kāinga, just across here, just across, rero i te maunga nei, and he manui.
Do you think, Uncle, that maybe if you put an order in for a sale, do you think they can make a sale for you?
Yeah, well, funny why you talk about that. The little model I got down at Te Papa.
Aye.
It's only one sale, eh? That ko te tamatu heranga tuatai ki Rorotonga. You only had the one sale. And nari nane ko hakaro kia uno. What I should do is to put the mizzen sail on too and then get another somebody to ki te raranga te tahi te rā motoa. Yeah.
Oh, ka pai, Uncle. And do you have a kōrero for our rangatahi out there? If they are doing nothing, maybe they should take up something like this?
Oh, well, anyhow, ngā mahi e pāna ki ngā o tātou, ngā tikanga o tātou tūmana. Whatever they can, they should try and learn it. A koe aha te kaupapa. Enari, ki a uono, I've said it once and I'll say it again, that the main one, as far as I'm concerned, he waka. Because if it wasn't for the waka, you and I wouldn't be here today.
Not like some come on an aeroplane waka, but yeah. Paiana, thank you very much, Uncle Hector.
Okay.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, kia ora.